Yes, sir. You're back once again with your boy, Popeye on the track, coming to you outside with all of the nature, you know, trying to get this nice little walk in today as I talk to you guys about black business, the black business experience. Let me tell y'all something, man. Stop being fucking racist, first of all. Oh, you buy black. Man, when you try to buy black, half these black motherfuckers ain't right. They niggas. So you have to understand the difference between black and niggas, okay? There are niggas that are white. There are niggas that are Mexican. Niggas, meaning ignorant motherfuckers, okay? Those are ignorant motherfuckers. They have their own race of people. Ignorant motherfuckers. So therefore, when you talk about Black Lives Matter, not to a nigga. When you talk about good black business, not to a nigga. Niggas are going to try to not pay you for your services. And that's what you're going to run into with this buy black shit. You're going to run into a lot of black motherfuckers that's trying to take advantage of the fact that we're trying to support each other. So you got all these different little demon ass fuckers popping up now, trying to do some shit that ain't worth a fuck. Like, for instance, the seafood fucking truck downtown Charlotte. Makes no fucking sense. How the hell your plate's $50 and your food that goddamn nasty? It's nasty as hell. I'm talking about water. It tastes like goddamn water. So how the hell y'all selling that shit for $50 a plate? It don't make no sense. Oh, because buy black. Motherfucker, please. Listen, just because somebody, they advertise some shit to you on the radio does not mean that that shit is going to be good. Anyone can have something advertised on the radio and it can be an absolute lie. It can actually be a fucking scam and they still can advertise that shit on the radio. So, understand, just because your favorite radio station or your favorite radio DJ say, we fuck with that. That don't mean they really fuck with that. They ain't buying that shit, man. They got paid to say that shit. So, bottom line is, man, fuck that. Stop being racist, man. Go with the person that gives you the best price and look at the work that they've done before and take that work in and get it done. I'm going to tell y'all something. If somebody asks you for a discount, they don't have any money. Okay? They don't have any money, and I want you to view it like that. If they have a budget that they don't want to discuss with you, they don't have any money. So, you understand right then up front what type of customers these are going to be. Anybody that's trying to price shave, they're not great customers at all. Because the bottom line is, that's the point and purpose of other quotes. You don't like my price, you go talk to somebody else. You go get another bid. Don't try to negotiate price with me, because now I know off rip you don't want to pay. And then you're black. That's a double negative. Okay? Because I start to see nigga shit forming right then and there. These are niggas. Just like this job I got off of, I gave a discount, which I never do. And then right after they accepted the contract and sent the money over, she said, "Oh, well, that's including the paint work." Hell no, they don't include no goddamn paint. I'm not gonna supply materials for your job and then make this little bit ass money. Are you serious? Then, you know, she didn't pay for certain things. You have to pay to get your sheetrock repaired. It needs to be cut out and put back in. A brand new piece of sheetrock. Don't want to pay for that. It's a commercial property. She couldn't have it taken down. So therefore, I have to make this paintable. So all I can do is make it paintable. That's it. At that point in time, that's all. Because you're not going to pay to have it replaced. So you're going to paint. I'm going to paint it. Okay, cool. We get down to the last day of the job. She says, "I'm late." I'm not late. You're supposed to left the damn door unlocked at 9 o'clock. I'll be there. 10 o'clock comes. I'm about 15 minutes away. Driving an hour away, you know, from the last job I just left from to come there and do this third shift. So, done that. Get there. The place is locked. Her husband at home, and he just said, fuck it, he gonna finish it himself. So, because you want to finish it yourself, that means you don't have to pay me? Oh, yeah, that's a fucking lie. You have to pay. See, the court says you have to pay. Now, I can go be a nigga and just go pick up like 5-6 niggas that I know retarded as hell that you ain't never seen before and have them come up in your shop after you set it up and take everything out that motherfucker and probably take your life too, because it's the type of niggas they are. And tell them you got a safe in there. I can tell them all kinds of reckless ass bullshit that'll make them want to come up there and rob the fuck out your place. So that's what it is. You have to understand whom and what you fucking with. Because right now, I've done all the right shit, which is go out, do the work, get the materials, do the work, try to finish up the work,
You didn't allow me to come do so. So therefore, you're physically liable for paying me my money. This is North Carolina. And if I'm going to have to now go to court, and if court don't work out, then it turns street because your nigga, you told me to see your nigga about my money. So I'm going to see your nigga about my motherfucking money. Bitch, like, it's really street. Everything I do as far as business, I still take the street mentality into because I'm from the street, bro. I'm from the streets, but I went to school. So understand, I'm smart as fuck on both sides of the ball. But at the end of the day, you talking outside your neck, this shit about to get gangster. And I guarantee you ain't ready for this gangster shit, bro. Your light-skinned ass ain't ready for this gangster shit, bro. I'm gonna put something in your ass. My daddy black, you heard me? That's the difference. That's the difference. My daddy black. I seen how a black man move for real. How a real man move. So I'm going to move the same way. I'm going to step the same way. I'm not going to sit back and let you take nothing from me. You know what I'm saying? That's not happening. Prison rules in effect. So if the court don't want to give me my money, don't want to put this lien on the property, then I'm going to go take my money by force. And that's what these people should have told you. You don't know me. I know me. My grandmama know me. My mama know me. My daddy know me. They know when I say something, I mean that shit. If I say I'm going down here to kill these people, I'm going to go kill them. Point blank, period. And my radio audience knows. Everybody knows me. I'm a rapper that raps about real nigga shit that I have physically fucking done. I do not rap about no shit that I ain't done. But I have met Jesus. God himself has came to visit me in a jail cell. So I decided to change my damn life. But I'm not so far removed from that past life to where I don't snap back into it. Y'all messing with my mental health. So I'll snap back into it. Like, I need my money to pay my people. I have a staff. I have to pay. I'm responsible for 4 people making $20,000 to $30,000 a year. So you have to understand, and that's before me, I'm responsible solely for these people's income, their livelihood. And I make sure to make them money. So there's no way in the hell you gonna tell me, you know, that's the situation. No, you gonna pay me, or I'm gonna make sure I get my money. Cause me, I blow your goddamn head off your motherfucking shoulders. I wait 6 months. You think the coast clear and you ain't got nothing to worry about, and then I come right up on that motherfucker and blow your motherfucking top off in front of your daughter. And I'm gonna shoot your daughter too. I'm gonna shoot everybody. Like, that's the type of shit I'm into. That's the old me. See murder, Gridtown, see murder, very own. That's me. Future. Everybody knows Future. Y'all remember that guy? That's me. Everybody from Charlotte remember that guy. I don't mind doing no time. I don't care. I will do something to you and tell the police I did it. And the police knows this. So it's like, why in the fuck would y'all play this game with me? I'm one of the ones that's only gonna get 5 years and might only do 2 years in mental health. Because y'all fucking with my mental health, bro. Y'all preying upon it. And my bitch too. She doing the same shit. So at the same time, right now, there's so much going on that's clouding my better judgment. That's giving segue to a mental health problem that I've been diagnosed with since I was 12. And it's anger management. I cannot control. Once I go, bro, I can't control myself. And everybody know that. They know it. I've been doing a damn good job of staying away from shit that I just can't control. I cannot allow a person to slap me in my face and me not do nothing. I can't allow you to take nothing from me and me not do nothing. It's dated all the way back in my elementary school books and transcripts. A nigga jumped me in line. I hit him in the fucking face with a damn hard tray in commencement, kicking his ass and got kicked out of school. The principal fucked around and called me a nigga. I proceeded to choke him with his own goddamn necktie. Another dude tried to take something out my mama's house and bring it to the school. Some knives, and I slammed him through a fucking window at the school on his head. Knocked him out. Dumped him through a window. About killing. I've set a person's house on fire. Walked inside of that motherfucker and set it on fire with everybody in it, including myself. Because I have been pushed to the edge, and when I'm pushed to the edge, I snap. And therefore, I try to stay away from all things that's going to make me snap. I've been shot. I've shot. And I've had to murder someone who tried to murder me. The bottom line is, I don't play no motherfucking games when it comes about mine. I have 8 motherfucking kids. I have 4 employees. I am responsible for a lot of motherfucking people. So therefore, you gonna play games with me and my money, I'm coming at you full force, just like a nigga in the streets. I'm coming at you like it's real, like it's going down, like straight Chicago style. I'm trying to mass murder everybody in the family. And that's how it goes, because you wanna fucking play with me. So cool, I'ma play with you. I told y'all, y'all don't know me. You don't know me. I do great work. I only do work for white folk. That's why I didn't want to take your work, because you're a nigga. And now I took the work and you still try to finesse. I'm going to kill you. Like, I'm going to kill you. I'm not one of them niggas that you thought I was. I'm going to come in here and rob you and then kill you. And like, straight up and down. Like, you want to make an enemy, you made the right one. So, all that, I don't give a fuck. In court, out of court. This is not a threat. This is a fucking promise. This will happen. This is the goal. This is the end goal. If I don't receive my money, I'm going to kill these people. Point blank, period. I don't give a fuck. This will be evidence for the state. Because, yes, I said out of my mouth, I am premeditating this murder. Because I'm going to murder these motherfuckers who have premeditated not paying me. So, therefore, I'm not turning no cheeks. I'm not that person in the Bible that can turn the other cheek. I'm not never going to turn the other cheek. No, I'm not. I'm sending them in. After I go down here and spend my money, some more money, to file all these court proceedings, I'm going to get a date. And when I get a date, I got that date, boom, boom, boom. If I do not get paid from court, I'm going to kill these people the following week. And I'm coming on here to let y'all know. And as a matter of fact, I'm going to kill them on live. I'm going to do them in on live. I'm going to make a page and go live from that page on the dark web. And I'm going to assassinate these people straight up and down. Over this little bit of money, I'm going to assassinate them, because I'm going to show them where I come from. $5 will get you killed. I know a nigga right now, $5. $5, he will shoot you in the fucking face over $5. Period. So I'm standing on the same facts, the same shit, same gang rules. You take something from me, I'ma take from you, and it's gonna be your fucking life. Period. The threat was already made to me, and that's why I'm talking like this. Gotta see your nigga. Your nigga don't run your business. Your nigga ain't set this up, but I need to go see your nigga, right? So since I gotta see your nigga, I'ma take it as if, oh yeah, I'ma see your nigga. He don't want to talk. No, I'm going to blow his fucking brains out. So it is what it is. I'm going to kill you. So whatever. It is what it is. I called your homegirl that introduced us on business. And I told her, me and you don't have any business no more, because you about to see how I really am. Like I'm a nigga. So if a motherfucker try not to pay us, I'm going to get my money, because I'm going to put this pistol down their throat. Like, you don't understand that. So before you partner with me and become in business with me, just understand I'm a real gangster, and there's real gangster shit happening around me. I sell drugs part time because y'all motherfuckers don't want to pay me. I got to get back in the streets because these niggas don't want to pay me to make ends meet for me and mine. You know what I'm saying? I got to work this punk ass job that I don't want to work, because people in business don't want to pay you. That's why I'm moving on to just strictly food. There will be no more discounts given out on any kind of construction work, whatever, whatsoever. I work with the state, bro, and police officers. I've never had this fucking problem. It's only when I work for niggas. Niggas. It's niggas, bro. Period. It's only niggas. White people always pay, because they know if they don't pay, they have to deal with the consequences of not fucking paying. Especially if this nigga did the work. He did the work. Let him touch it up. You find something you don't like with paint work, bro, you put a piece of tape on it. You do a punch list. And I come back and I correct everything that you don't like until you do like it. You don't get to add stuff in. Oh, the window. Bitch, the window is not a wall. That's a window. Totally different cost. It's a friable window at that. So, therefore, you have to understand, I'm not going to touch this window because it's friable. It's damn plexi-ass bullshit break on me. I'm responsible for it. No, I'm not going to do that. And it's not my contract, so I'm never going to touch something that's not in my contract. You understand? Oh, well, you did the fade, and that's the fucking... That's trim. That's a piece of trim. The trim was painted, not the actual window. Because it's not in the contract. So that's what the biggest argument is. She said I was late to her job. Bro, I don't have a time to be anywhere. So therefore, I'm about to put $40 to $50 in advertisement this week. so I can advertise against her little company. And then I'm about to have the homies up there in Concord, because it's some crazy little motherfuckers in Concord, go by her shop and spray paint the shop up. You know what I mean? They're going to spray paint the shop up, blah, blah, blah. Hit her up, and it's going to be a message sent. And then after that, the lien going to go in on the property and holler at her property own management and whatnot. See what they feel about this lien that's on their property, because now I own part of this property. And I will be at that property in that store because I own this property now. See, I put a lien on it, so that means I own that shit. I own it until I get paid, so I'm going to be here every day. You know what I mean? I'm going to be there every day until I get my money, until I get my bread. See, you thought this was a game? You thought I wasn't going to do that shit? Well, you thought wrong. I need my money. So, I'm talking to everybody. All black people, if you are hollering, shop black and buy black, then you better have a fucking great black ass business. Because if I come spend my money with you and it ain't good, I'm going to beat you the fuck up. If I goddamn put my money, time into something and you don't want to pay for it, I'm going to take your life. Because you have ample amount of time to say, hey man, that don't look right. They ain't right. Y'all don't know what y'all doing. You had ample amount of time to do so when the first coat of paint went up. No, you chose to allow me to paint this whole thing and then say, oh, we got it from here, we'll finish it. This ain't no fucking track meet, bitch. You ain't no anchor. It don't work that way. You have to pay. So, since y'all want to play, we gonna play, but I'm getting dirty. I'm tired of playing with people, so I'm gonna get back dirty. I'm already forced back to the streets to grind it out, do all that other stuff. So, since I'm forced back to the streets to do stuff like that, I'm just gonna go ahead and go all the way. I'm gonna go ahead and go all the way, all the way. So, head first, and somebody's gonna end up with a lot of trauma, and it won't be me. But anyway, I'm Popeye, and your boy is out. Do better, black people.